You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control. You simply cannot avoid because you need to be financially and economically and intellectually fit. You need to take this walk with us. This is a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and this is Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It's the beginning of a new month, the 1st of November, a Thursday. Happy Kannada Rajyotsava to every Kannadiga listening, every person living in Karnataka. Hopefully your day is fun because I think most of you have a holiday today. But let's start off with what happened on Dalal Street yesterday. A day of fireworks on Dalal Street, exactly a week before Diwali. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied over 500 points while the Nifty 50 came close to 10,400 levels. The final tally, Sensex closed 550 points higher at 34,442 while the Nifty 50 jumped 188 points to end at 10,386. The markets witnessed a short covering rally after the government issued a statement asserting that the autonomy of the central bank is essential within the framework of the RBI Act. Section 7 of the RBI Act, when invoked, allows the government to consult with and give instructions to the governor of the RBI in certain issues that it believes are serious and are in public interest. Interestingly, Section 7 has never been invoked in independent India, and it was not because everything has been hunky-dory over the past 7 decades. Sectorally, IT, consumer durables, finance, pharma stocks rose between 2 and 4%, while metal sector was the only sector on the losing front, down 1.4%. Broader markets also witnessed a gain of over 1%. Top Sensex gainers yesterday were HDFC, IndusInd Bank, Infosys, up between 4 and 5%. Sensex losers, Tata Steel, Maruti Suzuki and Adani Ports, down between 1 and 2%. Where will we be tracking the big news from? It'll be from the earnings front. As many as 138 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended September later today, which include big names like Aarti Industries, Arvind, Bajaj Electricals, Burger Pains, DLF, First Source Solutions, Godrej Properties, Greaves Cotton, HCC, HDFC, IIFL Holdings, Marico, Parag Milk, Tata Communications, Wellspun Corp and Zuari Agro, among others. There are some street estimates already. Let's run through those very quickly. Marico, PAT is likely to grow by 8.1%. Year-on-year to 199 crore rupees. Tata Communications PAT is likely to fall by 93% on a year-on-year basis, and HDFC PAT is likely to grow by 24% year-on-year to 2,576 crore rupees. What is the technical view trying to tell us? Well, Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the back of short coverings. Nifty has to continue to hold above 10,280 zones to extend its up move towards 10,440 to 10,480 and then to 10,650 levels. On the downside, multiple supports are seen at 10,250 and then 10,180 levels. Maximum call OI placed at 10,700 and 11,000. Maximum put OI at 10,000 and 10,200. What are some stocks we'll be watching out for over the course of today? Auto and two-wheeler stocks will be in focus, like Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Bajaj Auto, as companies start declaring their sales data for the month of October. Tata Motors reported consolidated loss of 1,048 crore rupees for the quarter ended September 2018, impacted by the disappointing performance of Jaguar Land Rover, which also reported a loss of 101 million pounds. Larsen & Toubro reported a 23% year-on-year jump in the net profit to 2,230.49 crore rupees for the September quarter. The numbers also include a one-time gain of 294.8 crore rupees. And finally, we spoke to Yes Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Aurobindo Pharma has a buy call, LTP of 790 rupees 30 paise, target of 925 rupees, stop loss at 750 rupees for return of 17%. PI Industries has a buy call, LTP of 773 rupees 70 paise, target of 880 rupees, stop loss at 740 rupees and return of 14%. And finally, Kotak Mahindra Bank has a sell call with an LTP of 1118 rupees, target of 990 rupees. Stop loss of 1,160 rupees for return of 11%. Aurobindo Pharma and PI Industries with buy calls and Kotak Mahindra Bank with a sell call. Well, that's a quick wrap on all the things that you need to know before you head into trade today. We wish you a good day at the markets. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. We're also running a series on key factors that we need to be watching out for in the assembly elections coming up. We have Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh covered already, so do listen to those as well. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.